Welcome everyone to another Blind Abilities Quick Hit. My name is Jeff Young, and today I'm going to show you a nice little app that came out recently from Apple. It's called Music Memos. It's for capturing ideas you have for a song. You can sing, you can play an instrument, acoustic, and then you can actually add bass and drums. You can do a few other things. This isn't a complete in-depth thing to show you how to use every single little tool in the app, but it should give you a good idea. And by the way, the app is free. So if you'd like to find it on the App Store, just search for Music Memos. All right, let's take a look at the app.
Dock, phone, page 404, Music Memos.
Double tap to open. All right, let's take a look at the front page that you get when you open up the app.
Open library button, auto record button.
So we've got auto record. What auto record does is you just tap it, the internal microphone, unless you've got an external one plugged in, will listen, and when it hears music, that's what it will record. I haven't tested it extensively, so I don't know how well it works, but the small little test I did, well, I did a couple. When I did it with the guitar, it worked fine. When I did it and I just tried to whistle, it did not think that was music, apparently. Let's swipe to the right.
Open library button.
This is where you access, it calls them ideas, your various recordings.
Tuner button.
This is a tuner. I think it's supposed to auto-tune. I haven't figured out exactly how it works. So if you have, feel free to post in a comment on blindabilities.com.
Capture idle button. Double tap to begin recording.
This is how you start recording. Right now it says idle. If you start a recording and then stop it, it will say capture listening. It doesn't usually seem to say idle unless you've killed the app in the app switcher and then reopened it.
Capture idle button.
And that's
double
where
tap
we're
to
at.
Begin recording.
All right, so I've already recorded an idea on my guitar. Nothing fancy, but it'll give you an idea of how things work. I used the auto record, so I didn't have to worry about the background noise of getting set up. You know, when I hit record, I wasn't quite ready to play. So let's swipe back over to the open library.
Open library button. My idea text field.
Now, this is the only idea I've got in here, so it opened up right away. Let's swipe to the right.
My idea, 6:22 p.m. Duration, 1:20. Zero stars. Double tap to show details. Opening my idea.
And I'll do a four-finger single tap at the top of the screen.
Close library button.
Close library.
Search field. My idea text field. Double tap to edit.
That's where I could rename it.
Play button.
Play.
Rating. Zero stars button. Double tap to rate. 6:22 p.m.
That's when I recorded it.
1:20.
That's the length of the recording.
Measure 1A.
Now it's got the measures. It'll go through all of them. This was like 41 measures. So why don't we see what's on the bottom of the screen? We'll do a four-finger tap near the bottom.
Delete button.
Delete.
Drums button. Bass button.
This is where you can add a drum and a bass, and I'll get to that here in a moment.
Tags button.
You can add some tags.
Measure 41.
And we're back to the list of measures. Let's go back up to the top of the screen and listen to this for just a minute.
Close library button. Search field. My idea text field. Play button. Play.
That was the end.
Play.
All right. It's just nothing fancy. Let's say we wanted to
delete button.
Make it sound a little better. See what it would sound like if I had a band with me.
Drums button.
We'll double tap on drums.
Selected drums. Bass button.
We'll double tap on bass.
Selected bass.
We'll go back up to the top and find the play button. Before I do that, I will mention, do not try and do a two-finger double tap to play the audio. It will start a new recording. So you need to go back and find the play button.
Search my idea. Play button. Pause.
All right, that's enough of that. As you could hear, I made a mistake, and the computerized bass and drums didn't quite know what to do with it. But it is cool to give you an idea of what it would sound like with the bass and the drums. It does automatically detect the chords you're playing and the time signature, which is pretty useful. All right, let's see what we can do advanced-wise as far as this is concerned. So I'll touch on the screen.
My idea text field.
And I will swipe down until I get to the list of measures.
Play rating 6, 20, 1, measure 1, A.
I'll double tap on measure 1, which it tells me is A. And I have noticed if it's a minor chord, it will say the name of the chord and then M. But if it's just a major chord, it will just say the name of the chord. It won't say major.
Showing details for my idea. Details, ideas, back button, play button.
All right, it already moved me to the play button. Let's swipe to the right.
Rating 0 stars. 1 button.
This is an unlabeled button. It's the only one I found that's unlabeled. And what it does is allows you to edit when the drums come in, like the beat. By default, it comes in on 0. But let's say you have a little intro in your piece and you want the drums to kind of come in with a filler. You can reduce that beat. You can move it back. Why don't I show you that real quickly?
Play button. Rating 0, 6, 20, 1. Tap the arrows to move the first downbeat. Dimmed text field. 4-4 time. Measure 1, A.
Now I'll go back down to the bottom of the screen with a four-finger single tap.
Button measure increment. Button. Plus 0.
This says plus 0.
Button measure decrement. Button.
Swiping to the left.
Downbeat.
The downbeat. So if you're familiar with music, you'll know what the downbeat is. Let's...
Button measure increment. Button. Plus 1/8.
No, I don't want that. So I'll just go back up to the top of the screen.
My idea. Done. Edit. Reset. Button.
And I'll just hit the reset button.
Reset. Dimmed.
I'll go back down to the bottom to make sure it reset.
Plus 0. Button
measure
increment. Done. Button. Play button.
All right, let's check out the rest of this detail screen.
Button correction chords button.
Here you can go in and relabel the chords on each measure. So if it's mislabeled them.
Button trim button.
This is the trim dialog. I don't know how to use this. As far as I can tell, it's not accessible. If somebody else knows how, please let me know. I've messed with it, explored the whole screen, and I haven't gotten it to work.
Notes button.
You can add some notes.
Notes button.
Let's see what happens when you tap on notes.
Note. Text field is editing. Character mode. Insertion point at start. Tuning. Standard button. Capo. None button.
Interesting. So let's say you used a capo. Let me double tap on this button.
Capo position. Note. Back button. Capo position. Heading. Done button. Selected. None. 1, 2, 3, 4.
So what this is that if you captured an idea, you can go in here to this notes section, and I'll get out of the capo section.
Note,
it says
back
capo.
Button.
Most people would say capo.
Capo, done, button. Done. Ideas, back button. Deet, my idea, text field, notes, button. Capo, text field, is editing.
Okay, we're back
note,
in the
heading.
Notes field. What this looks like is that when you capture an idea, little tune, if you used a capo or you used a different tuning, you can mark that in here, and then there's a text field to write any other notes that you'd like to write.
Note, heading, done, capo, not tuning, standard, button.
So example for the tuning, it's set to standard, which is what I used. But maybe you used a drop D or some other tuning. Let's see what it's got here.
Guitar tuning, note, back button. Guitar tuning, heading, done, button. Cap E, 5 of 12, picker item, adjustable. Cap A, 10 of 12, picker item, adjustable. Swipe, cap D, cap G, 8 of 12, cap A, 12, cap E, 5, selected, standard, DADGBE. Drop D, DADGBE. Celtic, DADGAD. Open D, DADF sharp AD. Open G, DGDGBD. 1/2 step down, E flat, A flat, E flat, G flat, B flat, E flat. Whole step down, DGC FOD.
Interesting. So it's got several tunings selected. And then as we saw at the top of the screen, you can edit each string individually. So if you have a really wacky tuning you made up all on your own, you can put that in there too.
Note, back button, done, button, done. Play, rating.
Let's look
zero
at one more thing.
6:22 p.m.
You do have the ability to share this. And one thing I forgot to mention is that it is recorded in uncompressed audio. So this is in a high quality format and you can do what you like with it without it already being compressed. The end result is that you will have higher quality audio.
Share button.
Let's look at the share button real quick.
Share. Alert. AirDrop recipient. No one found yet. Image. AirDrop. Share in notes button. Drag. WhatsApp button. Draggable. GarageBand button. Draggable. Mail button. Draggable. SoundCloud button. YouTube button. Draggable. More button. Save to Dropbox, button, iTunes, button, iCloud Drive, button, open in, button, more, button, cancel, button, cancel.
So I had the open in dialog, I cancel it, but let's go back in there, I've got a nice little idea.
Share, button, share, AirDrop, note, what's, garage, mail, sound, YouTube, more, save, iTunes, iCloud, open in, more, button, open in, button, draggable, share song, Jeffrey Young, text, share song, composer, Jeffrey Young, album. Jeffrey Young's album, music memos will use this information to identify your songs in iTunes, not available for AIFF. Audio quality, heading, low quality, 64 kilobits/s. Medium quality, 128 kilobits/s. High quality, 192 kilobits/s. Highest quality, iTunes Plus, 256 kilobits/s. Apple lossless, 44.1 kHz/16 bit. Uncompressed AIFF, 44.1 kHz/16 bit. Apple, highest, high, medium, low qual, audio quality, heading.
I'll select medium quality.
Low qual, medium quality, 128 kilobits slash X, medium quality, 100, high quality, cancel button.
I'm back up at the top of the screen.
Share button. Exporting song. Sharing progress, cancel button. Sharing progress, exporting song. Alert, notes, button, drag, WhatsApp, button, copy to boss jock, copy to recorder, copy to boss jock, button,
drag. There we go, copy to boss jock.
Wait for the sound, then drag to reel.
You could record an intro and an outro if you're a musician, add some bass and drums to it, and then stick it over in boss jock, or whatever you like. Let's close out of here.
Cancel, button, cancel, details, ideas, back button.
That's the Music Memos app in a nutshell. If you've got any questions, feel free to contact me on Twitter. My handle is @JeffYoung_, or you can email us info@blindabilities.com. You can follow us on Twitter @blindabilities. Check out the Blind Abilities channel on Audioboom. And as always, you can find more great podcasts at blindabilities.com. Thanks, everyone, and have a great day.